Section 1 of Wheels, the Fifth Cycle. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Eva Davis, Nemo, Newgate Novelist, and Algy Pug. Cornucopia by Osbert Sitwell. To Edith. Now music fills the night with moving shades. Its velvet darkness, veined like a grape, obscures and falls round many a subtle shape. Figures that steal through cool, tall colonnades, vast, miniaturian corridors of sleep. Rhythmic they pass us, splashed by red cascades of wine, fierce flashing fountains, whose proud waves shimmer awhile, plunge foaming over steep age-polished rocks into the dim, cold caves of starlit dusk below, then merge with night softly as children sinking into sleep. But now more figures sway into our sight, strong and bare-shouldered, pressed and laden down, stagger across the terraces. They bear great cornucopia of summer fruit and heavy roses, scented with the noon, piled up with fruit and blossoms, all full-blown, crimson or golden as the harvest moon, piled up and overflowing in a flood of riches, brilliant plumaged birds that sing as the faint playing on a far sweet lute, warble their tales of conquest and of love. Perch on each shoulder, sweep each rainbow wing like lightning through the breathless dark above. Heaped up in vases, gems shine hard and bright. Sudden, they flare out, gleaming red like blood. For now the darkness turns to swelling light. Great torches gild each shadow, tear the sky, as drums tear through the silence of the night, breaking its crystal quiet, making us cry or catch our sobbing breath in sudden fear. A shadow stumbles, and the jewels shower onto the pavers with a sharp, sweet sound. They mingle with the fountain drops that flower up in a scarlet bloom above the ground, a beauteous changing blossom. Then they rain onto the broad mysterious terraces where sea gods rise to watch in cold disdain before those vast vermilion palaces. Watch where the slumbering coral gods of noon, drunk with a sudden golden light and flare of flaming torches, try to pluck and tear that wan enchanted lotus flower, the moon, down from its calm still waters. Thus they fall, like flowing plumes, the fountains of our festival. Slowly the torches die. They echo long these last notes of a bacchanalian song, of drifting drowsy beauty, born of sleep, vast as the sea, as changing and as deep. In thanksgiving for sheltering summer skies still far away, a fervent red light glows. Small winds brush past against our lips and eyes, caress them like a laughing summer rose, and rainbow moths flit by in circling flight. A harp sobs out its crystal syrupings. Faintly it sounds, as the poor petal wings, fragile yet radiant of a butterfly, beating against the barriers of night. Then from the ocean came the siren song, heavy with perfume, yet faint as a sigh, kissing our minds and changing right from wrong. chaining our limbs, making our bodies seem inert and spellbound, dead as in a dream. End of section.